Let's talk a little bit about other recent research developments, and I'd like to begin with the update of the MOSAIC trial that Amory de Grammont just presented at the ASCO meeting. What was the bottom line of your take from that presentation?
The MOSAIC trial, which was presented about 3 years ago at ASCO, or three, 4 years ago now at ASCO for the first time, had disease-free survival as primary endpoint. And it combined 40% stage 2 and 60% stage 3 patients in one large trial of about 2,300 patients, comparing FOLFOX4 with LV5FU2, which is just infusional plus bolus 5FU leucovorin. And the initial presentation already showed that the trial met its primary endpoint of improvement in disease-free survival for the overall group of stage 2 and 3 combined, and clearly in subgroup analysis for stage 3 in a significant way, not necessarily for stage 2. And we all waited for, let's say, analysis whether this disease-free survival benefit would translate in overall survival benefit. And this was shown this year at ASCO 2007 with a 6-year overall survival presentation, meaning we probably had to wait for more than 5 years till 6 years to really see a significant benefit for the trial overall. And bottom line is, yes, the primary endpoint was met. Disease-free survival is still solid and it's clearly improved for FOLFOX-treated patients. But also overall survival is significantly improved as a whole group, but also when you now go back down into the subgroup, stage 3 versus stage 2, there's clearly a significant effect for stage 3 patients. Stage 2 patients, the situation is actually quite interesting because unselected patients with stage 2 apparently did not benefit in terms of overall survival and only marginally in terms of disease-free survival with the use of FOLFOX over 5-FU leucovorin. So bottom line, my takeaway from that is it clearly validates the use of FOLFOX as adjuvant therapy for stage 3. Stage 2, not for everyone. There might be, again, this group of high-risk stage 2 patients that benefit from FOLFOX, from oxaliplatin, in terms of disease-free survival, surely, and perhaps even overall survival. But it's probably a little bit more complicated, and it shows us that we still need to research the idea what's the optimal therapy in stage 2 colon cancer.